This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
We are right in the middle of spring break, and lots of kids are participating in camps throughout the region, and apparently it's not too early to be considering summer camps.
Whoa.
Yeah. In June, the Faye Jones School of Architecture will host its fourth summer design camp, and this year it will be offered to more ages of students and in two locations in the state. The first four-day camp is scheduled for June 16th through the 19th in Vol Walker Hall on the University of Arkansas campus here in Fayetteville. The second camp will be from June 23rd through the 26th at Garvin Woodland Gardens in Hot Springs. Concurrent camps will be held at each location for students going into ninth grade and for students going into grades 10 through 12. The camps will offer hands-on projects, tours, movies, and discussions led by architecture, landscape architecture, and interior design faculty members from the Faye Jones School. The camps are a chance for students to learn the basic elements and principles of design so that they can start thinking about the potential of a design education and profession. It's also a way for the Faye Jones School to recruit future students who show an early interest in this area. Supplies for the activities as well as lunches will be provided to the students. The cost for each camp is $250 for early registration by March 31st. The cost is $300 for registration by May 23rd. A limited number of need-based scholarships are available. To register or for more information, contact Shauna Barnes at slbarnes@uark.edu or call 575-4907.
North Arkansas Regional Medical Center, in conjunction with local businesses, is offering a two-week summer intensive program for students entering 11th or 12th grade, those students who are interested in a wide range of healthcare careers. The Medical Application for Science and Health Program, or MASH, will be held June 16th through the 27th. MASH activities include basic life support like CPR certification, dissection, casting, and suturing activities, an overview of careers associated with medicine and health-related professionals, and team building and leadership development activities will be offered. Application requirements include recommendations from a high school health or science teacher and high school counselor, official high school transcript with at least one semester of biology and a 3.0 or greater GPA, and a face-to-face interview with the program director. Applications for the 2014 MASH program may be picked up from your high school counselor's office or from the Office of Employee Education and Training at North Arkansas Regional Medical Center, which is located at 620 North Main Street in Harrison. Applications are also available at www.narmc.com/services/education. If you have any questions, please call 870-414-4098. The deadline for the MASH program is April 1st.
Congratulations are in order for Kate Johnson, the director of the Clinton House Museum in Fayetteville. Kate was named the Arkansas Museum Association's 2014 Distinguished Museum Professional of the Year. The Distinguished Award recognizes an individual who has worked for two or more years within the museum profession and who exemplifies professionalism, teamwork, creativity, and vision. During her five-year tenure, she's helped facilitate renovations to the museum and led an increase in attendance by 250%.
Walton Arts Center will welcome the Catherine Russell Group for two performances on Friday, April 8th. The performance is part of the Tyson Foods Starlight Jazz Club series. Single tickets for these performances will go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 and will range from $5 to $36. Tickets can be purchased by calling the Art Center at 443-5600 or visit waltonartcenter.org.
March Madness is coming to the Fayetteville Animal Shelter. This Saturday, the shelter is hosting a March Madness adoption extravaganza from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be a Sweet 16 bracket made up of 8 dogs and 8 cats who will be totally free to adopt. All other pets will only be $10 to adopt all day. All pets come spayed or neutered, up to date on vaccinations, and microchipped. Available animals are all sizes and ages. The shelter will also be offering free dog treats and door prizes throughout the day. All potential adopters must fill out an adoption application and be approved through the normal adoption process. You can fill out the adoption application ahead of time to be pre-approved. All pets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Almost all pets will be ready to go home the day of the event. For more information, contact Justine Lentz at 444-3456.